There's much to learn about traumatic brain injuries. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Parisa Sabori, associate professor of mechanical engineering at Manhattan College, looks at one scenario associated with brain injury in a new way.
Traumatic brain injury, or TBI, is a physical injury linked to severe impacts or violent acceleration, such as those experienced in contact sports, exposure to explosion, and even in shaking baby syndrome. It is believed that these accelerations lead to an extreme straining of brain tissue, which leads to a permanent deformation in the gray and white matter. In most TBI models, the impact is assumed to be a very rapid, constant increase in acceleration, followed by an equally rapid, constant decrease in acceleration. This has been based on two significant experimental studies that show such an acceleration profile was associated with a typical head impact. This present study used a more general impact profile while varying only one impact parameter at a time to determine if the impact shape was associated with the different tissue strains. This more general acceleration profile is trapezoidal, with a constant increase in acceleration, followed by a constant acceleration portion, and then a constant decrease in acceleration. This type of profile allows three distinct characteristics of the profile to be changed, while allowing the two other to be constant. These were the profile jerk, which is a constant increase in acceleration, the maximum acceleration, and the energy associated with the profile. The results show that the larger amount of the strain were associated with the large maximum acceleration and the greater amount of impact energy, which has been the previous finding from the earlier studies. However, counterintuitively, higher rates of change in acceleration or jerk were weakly associated with a smaller strain. This suggests that the present models for impact analysis may be adequate. However, the fact that the acceleration profile has an effect on brain tissue strains suggests that a more appropriate acceleration profile should be used when studying shaking baby syndrome.
That was Parisa Sabori of Manhattan College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.